This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The third teenager in the fatal rock-throwing incident was sentenced in Jefferson County today. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Joseph Koenig got life without parole for his role in killing Alexa Bartel. He and two other teenagers drove around in 2023 and threw landscaping rocks into moving cars in parts of Jefferson and Boulder counties. One of the rocks went through Bartel's windshield and killed her. People in other cars were injured as well. Koenig's co-defendants pleaded guilty, testified against him, and were sentenced last month to decades in prison. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
More than 575,000 children in Colorado get their health care covered through Medicaid. But coverage for thousands is at risk as the U.S. Senate works on a bill that funds President Trump's budget priorities. Here's Tony Sarge with the Colorado Children's Campaign.
When we're talking about Medicaid for kids, we're really talking about a lot of that preventative regular care that kids need.
Republicans say there will be no cuts to, quote, lawful beneficiaries of Medicaid. They say right now the program includes people like undocumented immigrants and able-bodied working-age adults with no dependents. Colorado has a new tool for encouraging the expansion of wireless infrastructure into undercovered areas. Under a new state law, counties, special districts, and school districts can offer property tax relief to businesses that help expand cell and broadband coverage. Colorado has a long list of canyons and passes it would like to see prioritized for service. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.